Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
They listen, and you know, I respect the heck out of that. They've had a good program for a long time.
We'll look forward to the game. Thanks for coming in and talking to us.
You bet. Thank you.
Jamie Gander joining us on our pregame show from WRCO.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 11 Monday through Sunday with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Call ahead at 649-7469 for carryout from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery, Open Season Hunting Outlet. Open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit OpenSeasonOutlet.com.
Cornerstone Service is proud to be a gold certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing consistency, excellence, and value. Nationwide, there are 18,000 Napa Auto Care Centers, with only a small portion that meets the rigorous gold level criteria. This guarantees the team at Cornerstone offers a premier auto repair experience with two ASE certified master technicians and a limited 36,000 mile, 36 month piece of my warranty of parts and labor. Drive with confidence. Choose Cornerstone Service, Richland Center.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Richland Center High School, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to today's high school softball game on WRCO Sports. There's a special pregame show going on right now. I believe we may be waiting for umpires. I'm not sure, but a little bit of a delay for the start of today's game. So we're kind of killing time until that time. They will be announcing the players and kind of announcing their families and getting ready for the game here today. Richland Center, last time around against Dodgeville, had a really good game. They went nine innings before the Dodgers were able to get a victory. Dodgeville coming in with eight wins without a loss in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. They stand at 15-5 coming in tonight. And for Richland Center, 10-8 and 4-4 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. A much improved season for Richland Center. We're going to take time out and be back with more in a moment from Richland Center High School right after these words from WRCO Sports.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
For years, you've relied on the shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise to make you whole again, a promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecarens.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Preliminary announcements are made here, and again, we're just kind of in a waiting game. I believe we're waiting for officials here today, so we haven't had one of these for a while where we've had a little confusion on the game, but hopefully that gets remedied. Otherwise, if you're in the area and you have a WIA license, we'd like to see you today. The Hornets will give you the batting order. For Richland Center, Carly Meaden, the shortstop, will lead it off, followed by Chloe Darling at first base, hitting second, Maddie McGlynn at catcher hitting third. Kyrie Fisher, the pitcher, will hit cleanup. J.C. Gander at third base, batting fifth. Ebony McCorkle, the designated player, hits sixth. Ella Clements is the left fielder and flex player on the other side of the bracket there. Reagan Shep is hitting number seven and in right field, getting a start after coming back from injury. And Savannah Rossell at second base hits eighth. Abigail Williams, the center fielder, hits number nine. On the other side, for the visiting Dodgeville Dodgers, 8-0 in the Southwest Conference, Ava Lord, she will lead it off. She's the pitcher, followed by Bree Wassley. She's at second. Riley Forsythe, the left fielder, hits third. Batting cleanup today, Kayla Brom, the designated player. Addie Riley, the flex player, playing third. Emma Doherty, the shortstop, will follow. And then hitting tonight in sixth, Olivia Forsythe at first base. Lily Weagle, the catcher, hits seventh. Tommy Crubon, center field, hitting eighth, and Vanessa James in right field, batting number nine. Now, the other thing that I would like to say is I think this might be a record. I do not believe that I have broadcast a game this year in which it was not windy. And today's wind kind of taken the cake because we were down here sitting up, and I've had things blow over three or four times. In fact, I thought I was really smart. Got my bottle of water, set it up here, took a drink, kind of casually put the cap back on, and the cap blew off. And so then I went looking for the cap, turned around, the bottle had blown over all over my program. So then I had to take my program and hang it out like a sheet. So it appears to be fairly dry before we get to the game here tonight. So perils beforehand tonight. And certainly we had all kinds of wind last night in the game at Ithaca. There was some wind issues there all night long, and wherever you were, I know Dodgeville was on the road last night playing, and Coach Gene Van Dyke told me that it was kind of a swirling wind blowing in, so it kind of didn't affect the ball in play. But the baseball game last night at Ithaca, there were five home runs, and there were, I would say, two or three that were affected by the wind in that game last night, but and obviously that's the way it goes. And on the softball diamond, Bill tells me that at Ithaca last night it was blowing the other way, blowing in. So this depends on which the way the diamond is situated here. Looks like we do have officials, and we're getting ready to go over the ground rules here. So we'll get her going here in just a little bit at Richland Center High School and look for the game tonight. The Hornets wrapping up down the road with the games that will take place before the upcoming WIAA tournament, which is not going to be seeded until Sunday. I'm a little surprised by that because some of the smaller schools already know where they're going to be playing next Thursday, but Jamie Gander tells me their seeding meeting is not until Sunday, so it must not be uniform for all divisions. Richland Center will find out where and who they play, and hoping that maybe they'll have a bye in that first round, which will be less than a week away now, next Thursday. The following Tuesday, which would be the Tuesday after Memorial Day, will be the opening day for most teams, but there will be play-in games next week for a few teams, probably some of those lower seeds in the tournament. So not a lot to do before the rest of the season goes, and so for the Dodgeville team, they're getting ready for tonight's game. They'll play Sauk Prairie on Monday. That's a regularly scheduled non-conference game. And then must be a makeup game with Prairie du Chien coming up on Tuesday. For Richland Center, they have tonight's game, then they'll play a game next week with Platteville. So that will be the case as they wrap up the Southwest Conference against the Platteville Hill Women coming up next week to start tournament play again, maybe Thursday. Jamie mentioned in the pregame comments that they might very likely be trying to get a non-conference game in, maybe with Royal next week, getting set for the chance to play a game before. Otherwise, it's going to be quite a long drought in between games for these teams if you've got to wait a whole week or so before you get the regular game in. They are announcing now. That's a good sign, getting ready for the game in just a little bit. Dodgeville's players being introduced, and then the Hornets will take their places in the field as they're introduced here this afternoon as well. Good crowd on hand for this one tonight. There is JV action scheduled for afterwards this evening. The Hornets with a few seniors this year, which will be playing some of their final games at home. The seniors this year include Maddie McGlynn, Carly Meaden, Chloe Darling, Jasmine Hazelrig, and Savannah Russell, all of the senior class, and all showing some great leadership this year. On the other side for Dodgeville, got a fairly veteran team, including Vanessa James, Lily Weagle, Olivia Forsythe, Caleb Rom, Riley Forsythe, Tommy Krubaugh, and Ava Lord getting a start here tonight. We'll be back with more. We're checking out a couple of things. And we'll be back with the start of the game in a moment. A little confusion here tonight, but it looks like we're going to have game time in just a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at Philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Get ready for sunshine, golf, and giving back. It's the 9th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing hosted by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Join the fun Thursday, July 17th at Viroqua Hills Golf Course as part of their 60th anniversary celebration of Christian care, compassion, and community. Whether swinging for birdies or just enjoying the day, this outing supports local seniors with every stroke. Prizes, refreshments, and good company await. Register now at development@schmidtwoodlandhills.com or call 608-647-8931. Let's swing into summer for a great cause with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Back to Richland Center High School Diamond. And again, we apologize for the wind in the background. Man, not much we can do here. It is comes and goes. Certainly, we've avoided the showers. We had a little bit of a light shower in Sextonville today. But here at the Hornet Diamond, no rain, just some dark clouds that have gone overhead. And hopefully we get everything in fine here tonight. We could use the rain. As soon as the game's over, we can get some rain. That's fine. But the Hornets trying to play as well as they did last time, or maybe even a little bit better when they went extra innings. That was one of those games where they really kind of maybe started to believe a little bit that they've got the confidence to win some ball games. We were here maybe early in the season, the game against Lancaster, in which the Hornets were in the game, came all the way back after falling down and almost won that one, and then went on to play extras with Dodgeville and go course, they've defeated River Valley twice this year, which is something they hadn't done in many years. We're told the officials, the umpires, are here late because there was an accident on the interstate coming down from Black River Falls, and they were delayed for a long time. So that is why we're a little late starting tonight, but we've got game, and here we go. Ava Lord standing in. Kyrie Fisher in the circle. The pitch is inside, and it hit her. So Ava will take her base at first base, and there is one aboard. That'll bring up Breezy Wasley. Veteran coach Gene Van Dyke coaching at third base today gives the sign. So Ava at first base, and Breezy is in. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Lord leads at first and gets back. Nothing in one to the batter. Fisher set to work again. And the pitch, swing and a miss. Throw back to first, not in time on the snap throw. So the count goes to one ball and one strike. Feel in good shape today. Looks like the ball's playing pretty well. One and one on the batter. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Bree Wassily goes down swinging, and that'll be the first out. Season high for Kyrie Fisher this year was 16. So she's had quite a year, her freshman year. Runner remains at first with one away. This is Riley Forsythe. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Throw back to first. Not in time. Ava Lord. Daring him over there at first base. Close play. She wrestles her way back to the bag. Bill gives me a thumbs up on that one. Nothing in one. Here comes the pitch. Popped up this way and out of play. Two strikes on the batter. Ball goes back to Fisher. Stepping back to the bag is Ava Lord over at first base. Fisher is set to work. Two strikes. Here comes the windup and the pitch. It is a swing and a miss. Throw down to first, not in time. So two away here in the Dodgeville order. And Kayla Brom, number nine, the designated player, will make her way in. Calls time and stands in. Runner remains at first. Fisher set to work. The pitch, swing and a miss. Runner going. Throw to second. Close play. And they got her. Oh, my goodness. What a throw by Maddie McGlynn to Carly Meaden, the shortstop covering. And they get Ava Lord trying to steal for out number three. That'll do it. Good inning for the Hornets on defense. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. We go to the bottom of the first. Dodgeville nothing. Richland Center coming up from WRCO Sports.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you feel.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Richland Center.
We're back here to Richland Center High School as Carly Meaden gets set to lead it off. She'll be followed by Chloe Darling and Maddie McGlynn, bottom of the first here at RCHS. And Dodgeville's Ava Lord finishing up her warm-up pitches, getting ready for the Hornets. Action coming to you live today from the Richland Center High School softball diamond. Our season's starting to wrap down. We've got a game on Monday, baseball, game on Tuesday, baseball, and then we'll see about area teams, if we have any tournament teams playing next Thursday. Traditionally, teams don't necessarily schedule a lot of games on the Friday before Memorial Weekend. Part of that is it's kind of a getaway day for families, but other things, they usually leave that for a possible rain day, too, for games, in case something gets rained out, especially the first round of the tournament on Thursday. Here's Carly Meaton against Ava Lord, and the pitch is high. One ball and no strikes. Leg in left field, low and strong, pointing straight out toward left field. Carly Meaton, left-handed batter. Here comes a one-strike pitch, or one ball and no-strike pitch, and she swings and grounds it foul outside of first, and the count goes to one ball and one strike. Carly among the senior class members, class of 2025. They will commence in a couple of weeks. Here comes the 1-1 offering from Ava Lord. There's the pitch, and that one is high. 2-1. Man, this wind, I don't know. I'm guessing it's got to be at least 20 miles an hour or more. Got to hold down my stuff. 2-1. Here comes the pitch. It's upstairs for a ball. 3-1. Probably sounds like those guys they send from the Weather Channel into the hurricane. Yes, it's raining and it's windy and, yes, can no longer hold my base. 3-1 is the count. Here comes the pitch to Ava Lord. Swing and a miss from Ava Lord, and it's going to be full count now on Carly Meaton. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Opening batter of the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch. Popped toward right field. Right fielder coming on. It's going to be on the hop. A base hit for Carly Meaton. So the Hornets have a base runner. One on, nobody out for Chloe Darling. Good start for the Hornets. Right fielder Vanessa James had that played pretty well, but the ball just kind of died in there quickly. Stepping in now is Chloe Darling. And dust blown across the diamond. The players are having trouble standing. There's one upstairs for ball. Runner going. Trota second. Not in time. Stolen base for Carly Meaton. Man, this is awful. Jeepers. Players in the field are kind of trying to lean down, kind of hold the base on the ground. Don't let go of any lawn chairs today. Runner at second base now. Meeting on the stolen base. Chloe Darling is ready to go. Lord, ready to rock and roll. Here comes the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good swing by Darling. Chloe checks back in. A wide open stance. Lord set to work. Meaton at second base. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. So a couple of strikes on the batter. 1-2 to Chloe. Having a good year in the top part of that order for the Hornets. A lot of power in the first two or three, four spots. Here's one down low for a ball. And the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Runner back at second base. Meaden standing on the bag. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Chloe Darling. It's going to be popped high in the air to center field. Center fielder Krubach coming over, makes the grab for the first out. Tommy hauls it in, and back to second base on the play is Carly Meaton. Maddie McGlynn will be the batter. McGlynn doing the catching, had an awesome put out on the bases there, threw out a runner to end out the top of the first inning. She stands in, and Ava Lord's ready. Here comes the pitch, down low for a ball. 1 ball and 0 strikes. Get our game starting a little later tonight. Umpires getting delayed on the interstate because of an accident tonight. 1 ball and 0 strikes. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Only had it a few times over the years where there was a mess up and there were no officials. The one time we were at a football game in Lancaster. They remember that. It was Richland Center at Lancaster, and there was some sort of a mess up with the league. There were no officials, and that was the time where Ivan went on the air and mentioned it, and our good friends from Richland Center, Steve Davis's crew, had umpired or officiated at Darlington that day, and on the way home and heard we needed officials and swung over to Lancaster. Here's a swing and a miss by Matty McGlynn, and the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. That's been a few moons ago. Carly Meaden back to second base, 2-2 to Matty McGlynn. Ava Lord barreling down now, trying to find the range. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss, and McGlynn is out on the play. Carly Meaden stays at second base. Boy, a huge bunch of wind blowing across the diamond right now. People, the fans over on the third base side, covering their eyes. Need a welding mask here today. Boy, oh boy. Runner back to second base. Carly Meaden still in scoring position. Kyrie Fisher's had a great year at the bat as well. Here's the pitch. Rips it towards short. Nice grab by Doherty. Snags a line drive, and that will do it. Hornets get a base runner on with a base hit, but nothing to show here in the opening inning. No runs and a hit, no errors, and one left on. One in the books here at Richland Center High School. It is scoreless between the Hornets and the Dodgers on WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it comes to expert service on electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos, count on Chitwood Electric in Richland Center. Bob's your go-to guy. He also sharpens cow clipper blades and sells new electric motors and barn fans to keep your operation running smoothly. Stop by 215 South Jefferson Street or call 608-647-3317. For reliable service and quality products, it's Chitwood Electric, where Bob gets the job done right. Here's great news for roofing contractors. America's number one selling shingle is now even better. GAF Timberline HDZ shingles now feature patented layer lock technology that mechanically fastens the common bond. What does that mean for you? A larger nailing area. In fact, the GAF's Right Zone nailing area is up to 600% larger than traditional shingles for faster, more accurate installations. But the best news is this. You can find GAF Timberline HDZ shingles at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Caleb Rahm will lead it off here. It is the top of the second inning. Dodgers batting. Kyrie Fisher in the circle, and here's the pitch. It's a strike call. Nothing in one. Rahm will be followed by Emma Doherty and Olivia Forsythe. Fisher toeing the rubber. And here comes the next pitch. That would decide outside. 1 ball and 1 strike. Bill Twining over here to our right. He said that he would sit by me and break wind. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate that, too. He's just here to help. Rahm is back in. Fisher with the pitch. That is a strike. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Outfield straight away in all fields. Got to be a little bit tricky playing the ball today. This one is upstairs for a ball, and it is 2 balls and 2 strikes to Caleb Rahm. She is a designated player for Coach Van Dyke. Addie Riley, the flex player on the other side of the lineup card. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And there is one away. That's 3 strikeouts for Kyrie Fisher. That'll bring up Emma Doherty. Doherty, the shortstop. Dodgers in their orange and black. Hornets ready to roll on the infield. Fisher's pitch is taken for a strike. Nothing in one to the batter. Back it goes to the pitcher. Nothing in one. Here comes the windup and the pitch. That one is outside for a ball. And the count goes to 1 ball and 1 strike. Dodgeville has made some runs in the tournament, won the state tournament a few years ago. Here's a swing and a miss. 1 and 2. Great games against the teams that we covered through the years, River Valley and Richland Center. Both played in some games that have mattered. 1 and 2. Here's the pitch. Up. Going back is the catcher, McGlynn, and it's going to wind is going to play tricks. It blows it away from her on the third base side. They kind of... normal night, she would have had that. I'm not sure we've had a normal night in the spring of 2025. Man, I'm expecting to see Dorothy go blowing by in the Wicked Witch on her bike or something here. Man. It goes to Fisher. 1-2 offering. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. And there are two away. 4 strikeouts for Fisher. Olivia Forsythe will bat. So the Hornets have faced the minimum thus far. Fisher set to work. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing and one to the hitter. A lot of Dodgeville fans here tonight. Our old friend Gary Goodconnect just behind us here tonight watching the game here. He thought it was a wrestling match, I think. This one is outside for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. Dodgeville trying to find the range here. So far, they've been befuddled by the pitching. That one is called a strike. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Caught the lower part of the strike zone. And Olivia is back in. Fisher set to work. Here comes the pitch. That one is a ball. Count even. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stepping back in now is Forsythe. Fisher ready to work. Toes the rubber. And here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. They got her. Kyrie Fisher strikes out the Dodgeville side. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It is scoreless here at Richland Center High School softball diamond between the Hornets and the Dodgers in Southwest Wisconsin Conference action. Our engineer tonight is the Magic Man. Yes, Mr. Fabulous. We'll be back with more. Thanks, Tim Feed. You're listening to high school softball action from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Stacey Gander will lead it off in the bottom of the second inning. She'll be followed by Ebony McCorkle and Reagan Shep. No score in the ballgame. Dodgers and the Hornets today in area softball. Ava Lord ready to work. Toes the rubber, and here's the pitch. And a changeup is fouled back and out of play. 2 strikes now on the batter. Stacy among the freshman players for Richland Center. Doing a good job leading the way. And now back to the circle is Lord with a 2-strike offering coming up. Here comes the pitch. Low. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ava Lord's sister on that championship team that Andrews had a few years ago. Saw them defeat River Valley in a sectional matchup. Here's a swinging strike by J.C. Gander, and there is one away. 2 strikeouts now for Ava Lord, and the batter will be Ebony McCorkle. Ebony is the designated player. Lord into the motion. The pitch bounced foul outside of third. Nothing at one. That ball rolling a long way down into the left field corner. We'll be at hand tomorrow morning for the Walk with Grace, the Race for Grace at Kroska Park, bright and early. We'll probably check in from there on the radio, let you know what's going on, but we'll be there playing some music and making some announcements. Nothing in one. The pitch is outside for a ball. If you haven't signed up, you can do so back right now at the Killian Meyer Building, and then tomorrow from 6:30 to 7:30 for all you early risers. The pitch from Lord is ripped in the air down the left field line. Well hit. That ball is going to be over the glove of Forsythe into the left field corner. McCorkle is at second with a stand-up two-bagger. Second hit for the Hornets. And McCorkle stays there with one away. That'll bring up Reagan Shipp. So Reagan makes her way in. Coming back from injury. An injury in Fayette. That happens quite often, it seems, to some of the athletes that I've followed over the years. Here comes the pitch. Bounced sharply toward shortstop. Picked up by Doherty. Throws her out at first on the play. McCorkle goes to third. So two away now. And the batter will be Savannah Russell. Russell, the number eight hitter. So a chance for the Hornets to get on the board. A runner at third base here in the bottom of the second inning. Russell with a wide open stance. Here's Lord ready, into the motion, and the pitch. Swing and a miss, nothing and one. Ava seems to do a good job of switching, changing speeds. Russell standing back in and ready to roll. There's the pitch. That one is high. And the count goes to a ball and a strike. Outfield playing a little bit shallow. Closer to the lines in left and right field. Planner to pull. Here goes the 1-1. It's called strike two. One ball and two strikes to the batter. McCorkle remains at third base for the Hornets. Lord into the motion, and here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss, and that'll do it. As the Hornets go down swinging here. Three strikeouts now for Ava Lord. A double by McCorkle. She is stranded at third. No runs and a hit. No errors, one left on. We go to inning number three. We're scoreless in RC. Dodgeville and Richland Center softball tonight from WRCO Sports.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Lily Weagle swings and misses, and we're underway in the top of the third inning. Nothing and one. She'll be followed by Tommy Krubaugh and Vanessa James. No score in the game. Top of three here at Richland Center High School. Fisher into the motion. Here's the pitch. That one is a ball. It's been fun to see the Hornets softball team kind of resurface, reemerge, and they've been competitive in nearly all their games this year. Had a couple of off nights. Here's one upstairs for a ball, 2-1, and I think that's typical with what I'll call a young team. Kind of a roller coaster sometimes. Hornets do have some veteran leadership, but a lot of players who've not been at the varsity level before. Pitches down low for ball three now to Weagle. 3-1. Lily back and ready, and Kyrie into the motion. The pitch. Call the strike. Count is full now on the hitter. Lily moving into the batter's box. Wide open stance. Full count offering from Kyrie Fisher. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. One up and one down. That's six strikeouts. That'll bring up Tommy Krubaugh, the center fielder. Just when I think the wind has let up and I can stop complaining, it's blowing again. Runner at first base for the Dodgers to lead off the game. They've not had a base runner since. That base runner was hit by a pitch. Here's a strike to Krubaugh, nothing and one. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Fisher, right in on a roll right now. Good placement of the ball, nothing and two. Here's the pitch, that one hangs high, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. And Krubaugh in again for the 1-2 offering from Fisher. Into the motion, Kyrie's pitch, and the batter went around for strike three. Seven strikeouts now, and that'll bring up Vanessa James. James will dig in, top of the order. Ava Lord due next for the Dodgers. Fisher toes the rubber, and here's the pitch. Ball inside. One ball and no strikes. A lot of dust in the air as well. You look at the hills, you think it's rain, but it's more like dust blowing across on a dry spring. This one is upstairs for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. And speaking of weather, I think it's going to change and get a lot cooler, especially starting tomorrow, but some of our games next week will be a lot different. This one down low for a ball. 3-0 now. Kyrie Fisher has fallen behind 3-0 to a batter for the first time today. James in. Here comes the pitch. That's a strike. 3-1 to the batter. Kyrie finding the resin sack. Rise off her hand. Gets ready to go again. 3-1 offering. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul back, and it's strike two. Full up now on the hitter. McGlynn taking the ball back to Fisher. Now she's ready to go. She's worked her way back into the count. Full up now on the batter. Here's the pitch. Check swing and a ball, and Dodgeville has a base runner with two away. One on with two outs. Top of the order, Ava Lord coming up. Reaching after being hit by a pitch last time. Digs her way in. Fisher set. There's the pitch. That's down low, and the runner is going to move. Throw there is a little bit late as the ball was in the dirt. And a stolen base for James. A runner in scoring position now for the Dodgers. One ball, no strikes to Ava. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. A ball and a strike. Hornets throw quickly back to the pitcher. Keep that runner honest at second base. And the 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball and two strikes. Runner back at second. And 1-2 is the count. Here's the pitch to Ava Lord. It's outside. Two balls and two strikes. Still check back in. Trying to find the range here against the Hornets. James at second base. 2-2 offering is bounced on the ground. Going to be gloved there by Meaden. The throw to first, and they got her. And that'll do it. Ava Lord getting down the line pretty fast. Close play, but that'll do it for the Dodgers. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the third. Scoreless here in Richland Center between the Hornets and the Dodgers. In Southwest Wisconsin Conference softball from WRCO Sports.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours. Compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
When it comes to collision repair, don't let your insurance company call the shots. You have the right to choose where your vehicle gets repaired. And the smart choice? Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. At Classic Auto Body, you'll get top-tier, nationally recognized quality, all at a fair, local price. Why settle for less? Located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, call 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, proud home of the Ring Brothers.
Ava Lord continues her warm-ups pitching here, and she'll face the 9-1 and 2 batters for the Hornets in the bottom of the third inning. Abigail Williams will lead it off, followed by Carly Meaden and Chloe Darling. All goes around the horn for the Dodgers and back to the pitcher. Tim Peed tells me that the biggest gust of wind so far recorded at the radio studios, 29 miles an hour. And I would believe that. I would say we've had that and more out here in the prairie. Here comes Lord into the motion. The pitch bounced foul outside of third for strike one. Nothing in one. Williams, the last Hornet batter to see Dodgeville pitching for the first time. Outfield straight away in all fields for Williams. Lord ready to roll, and here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Two strikes. Ava keeping the ball low on those pitches. So two strikes. Williams ready to go. Here comes the windup and the pitch outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Home talent baseball begins this very weekend, the very first games on Sunday. Here comes the 1-2 offering. Lord with the pitch, and that one is high. 2-2. Belleville plays at Arena, Blanchardville at Muscadet, Pine Bluff, Mount Horeb at Dodgeville. Among the games, Sunday at 1, and the Ashton A's at the Casanova Reds. Here's one, reached out, popped up on the infield. Going back is Lord. Oh, it's a challenge, but she's got it. Wind, I think we had that 29-mile-an-hour wind gust again, and all of a sudden, she's smiling as she had to go make an over-the-shoulder grab on that one, which would have probably been a lot more routine on a normal day. But, again, in the 2025 season, this might be a normal day. Carly Meaden will be the batter. She singled back in the opening inning. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Dave Darling coaching at third. Head coach Jamie Gander at first. Doing the honors here today. Hoping they've got something to do in the third inning. Here comes the pitch. Inside. One ball and one strike. Carly was tempted on that one to swing, but wisely held up. Kind of came in on the handles a little bit. 1-1. The pitch from Lord is a ball. 2-1 now to Carly Meaden. Ava Lord's dad, Ryan, and company sit behind us here tonight. I've known him since he was knee-high to a knee. Here's a high pop-up. That one is out of play over on the third base side for strike two. Two balls and two strikes now to Carly, Chloe Meaden. Chloe Darling is waiting on deck. Carly Meaden standing back in. 2-2. And here's the pitch. Bounced on the infield. First base side picked up by Forsythe. And Olivia is down the bag at first for the second out. Unassisted play. And that will bring up Chloe Darling. She hit a fly ball to center field her first time. Calls time and now stamps in against Ava Lord. Lord ready to work. Here's the pitch. Upstairs for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Boy, a lot of fans here. A lot of them sitting along the first base line all the way to the outfield fence. Lawn chairs and even out to around the outfield fence. Here's the pitch, popped up this way and out of play for strike one. One ball, one strike. Fans that are here tonight will get a few bonus innings of junior varsity action. Both teams have their JVs in the bleachers today. Watching this game, 1-1 offering is taken for a ball. 2-1. Chloe Darling will be followed by Maddie McGlynn here in the bottom of the third. If Chloe reaches, there are two away. Richland Center has stranded base runners in the first two innings. Here's the 2-1. Bounce toward first. Off the glove of Forsythe toward second. They throw to first and got her. Oh, my goodness. That was a close play, but I think the correct call. Sharp shot by Darling hit the glove of Forsythe. It rolled to Breezy Wasley, and Wasley throws it to Forsythe just ahead of Chloe Darling at first base. That will do it. That is a 3-4-3 if you're scoring along with us at home. And we are through three innings. No score in the ball game here between the Hornets and the Dodgers on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Proud to serve our local community. City Utilities of Richland Center is committed to supporting our area youth. With a team of dedicated local professionals, we provide top quality service at the lowest possible cost for our water, wastewater, and electric customers. As a proud member owner of WPPI Energy, we're helping our community grow and thrive for the future. Richland Center, a public utilities community since 1880, working for you every day.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
A big thank you to the WRCO Sports Boosters. They've been with us all year. We've watched a lot of the chills and thrills of the high school sports. Breezy Wasley stands in. Kyrie Fisher with a pitch. That one is low. One ball and no strikes. Wasley, then Riley Forsythe and Kayla Brom for the Dodgers. Here's the pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. Down goes to one ball and one strike. Fisher watching the batter getting back in. Here's the pitch. Batter shows bunt, brings it back at the ball. 2-1. Fisher seeing the Dodgeville lineup for the second time around. Wasley might have gotten some dust in her eye. Now she's back in and all right. Here's the pitch. Foul back. Two strikes to the hitter. Fisher will take a little time in between pitches. Use the rosin sack, and here we go. 2-2 to Wasley. And the pitch popped up this way and up onto the grassy knoll. Dean Van Dyke coaching at third base, been walking around interviewing Gene, talking to him for years and years. 2-2, here's the pitch, swing, and a miss, and there is one away. That'll bring up Riley Forsythe. Glad that guys like Gene stay in the business. He makes me feel young. He has had such a great run at Dodgeville. Here goes the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing in one. Baseball coach Pat Riley saw him the other night when we were at Dodgeville for baseball. Nothing in one. This one is going to be hit toward left field. Ella Clements coming on and makes the grab. That's a challenge in the outfield. She came in, made a nice play. There are two away now, and the hitter will be Kayla Brom. Talk about guys that are iconic in high school sports. Dodgeville has two of them that have done so much for the youth, Gene Van Dyke and Pat Riley. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Rahm, a strikeout victim, back in the second. Batting here in the fourth. Pitcher into the motion. The pitch. Swing and a piece of it. Strike two. Outfield straight away in all fields, and Dodgeville trying to catch up with one. Well, if you get one up in the wind here today, you've got a pretty good shot. Nobody's had a real legit fly ball. There is strike three called, and they won't this inning. That is nine Ks now for Tyree Fisher. Dodgeville goes in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is scoreless here at Richland Center High School, and a good one. Thanks for joining us. Richland Center, Dodgeville, area girls softball, WRCO Sports.
For an unparalleled experience that will have you looking your best, see Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations. Whether it's the latest trend in hair or a little pampering with nail service, Inspired Innovations' highly skilled stylists pride themselves in creating a comfortable and welcoming environment while delivering the best salon services available. For the look of your dreams, call 583-0077. Inspired Innovations, Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Gotham, in the Log Building.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Standing in the bottom of the fourth inning will be Maddie McGlynn for Richland Center, followed by Kyrie Fisher and J.C. Gander. No score. Bottom of four. Lord into the circle from the windup. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. A lot of folks here just to watch a good game. Saw some players coming in from other schools. 1-0 pitch. There's a strike call. I think members of the Ithaca softball team are here tonight. But some other folks that have not had a student in school for years and years here watching tonight. Well, it's softball kind of becoming an event again. There's a swing and a miss, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. McGlynn trying to pick one out. The Hornets have had two hits tonight. One in the first and one in the second. Here's the pitch. That one is down low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes to the hitter. Lord ready to work. Here comes the pitch. That one got away. Ball three. Full count. Ava's mom, Regina, quite a pitcher back in the day, had a chance to call her games, and she would have pitched a lot against Richland Center. There were some great battles in those years. Lord into the motion. The pitch ripped to left and deep in the hole. It's short. Knocked down by Doherty. Throws late. That's a base hit for Maddie McGlynn. Doherty did a good job just to get to that one and made a play at first. Kyrie Fisher will be the batter. I believe a courtesy runner will come out for the Hornets. That'll be Ava Martin. So Martin running. I like the way these umpires are doing a great job here today. They are a veteran crew, but you said number three courtesy running. Good. Go to first. Sometimes it's a five-minute ordeal where the umpire has to write it on the card and take a lot of time, but not now. This one is going to be a ball down low, one ball and no strikes. So the runner, Martin, now at first base. Here's the pitch down low for ball two. Fisher trying to help her cause. Her great pitching year, I think, overshadows her great hitting year, but she's had a good year at the plate. Been in a lot of the highlights. 2-0 count. The pitch ripped to left. That's a base hit. Solid shot. Going to second is Martin. She'll stay there on a solid shot hit by Fisher. So two hits in a row for the Hornets, and that'll bring up J.C. Gander. Time called. Gander looking for her first hit. Well, the temperature has really changed. I'm glad I at least brought my windbreaker today, but I'm thinking I should even have something a little heavier. Fans that came in shorts and T-shirts, it's quite a difference than it was an hour ago. Lord into the motion. The pitch popped up. Left field side, third base person going over, but is going to run out of territory. It goes as a long strike. Nothing in one. Bottom of the fourth inning here. Scoreless. Hornets trying to change that. Nobody out. Two on. Nothing in one to Gander. And Lord with a pitch. That one is a ball. Runners leaning from first and second, going about halfway, but now getting back. A ball and a strike to the hitter. So Gander in, and here goes the 1-1 offering. She bunts it. Oh, beautiful bunt right in front of the plate. They'll throw to first in time.